I'm Henry Reinagat, president of Christian Leaders. Since 2001, we have had the privilege of raising up leaders for revival, for proclaiming the gospel. And I believe you are here to take your next step. I want to talk about Acts chapter 2, Pentecost. It's one of my passages that just always captures my imagination. So here's the situation. Jesus has risen from the dead. He has visited his disciples. He says to them in Acts chapter 1, "Go, you will be my witnesses. Samaria, Judea, to the ends of the earth." And now, they're waiting. They're waiting for the pouring out of the Holy Spirit. And Pentecost comes, and the Spirit is poured out. And there are people from every land, different sorts of people. Everybody is amazed. Amazed. Perplexed. They ask one another, "What does this mean?" Yes. Christianity starts at an unlikely time. The pinnacle of the Roman Empire. The pinnacle of power. But the world was in a mess. So the question, "What does this mean?" was asked by all those who were at Pentecost. And now today, in this world, in this life, in your community, in your personal life, your personal calling, where you've been, what you have done, you're asking yourself, "What does this mean?" And I believe that is why you are here today. This is part of that question for you. What does this mean for you that you actually enrolled in a ministry training course of study, whether it is for personal growth, whether it is to move on to the Christian Leaders College, whether it is to get minister credentials through the Christian Leaders Alliance? You're asking, "What does this mean?" So, in a few moments, let me suggest a possibility for you. Acts 2 verse 16 through 18 says, "This is what has been spoken through the prophet Joel. It will be in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Yes, even on my servants and on my handmaidens in those days, I will pour out my spirit and they will prophesy." I think about that Acts sermon given by Peter after the pouring out of the Holy Spirit. And I think of all of the passages that he could have picked. And he picks from the prophet Joel, a prophesy talking about how the Holy Spirit would be poured out on all people. What does it mean? Ministers will come from all people. You are joining over 500,000 people who have created a study account, and I say welcome. People in over 200 nations. People from different languages. Not only are we in English, we're in Spanish and French and Chinese, Russian, Ukrainian. People that God is calling to be ministers. You are one of those people. You are a person. You have a journey. I don't know what your journey is. Many people start study accounts here because they've went through such persecution and affliction in their younger life, and Jesus shows up and changes them. Some people at a young age, myself, I was 12, I knew I was called into the ministry. Yes, spiritual warfare came, but I knew the calling. Some of you have just an uncomfortable feeling about your life, and the Holy Spirit is stirring, and you're here. People. Some of you don't even know why you're here. You're not even sure how you got here. Somehow you found out about this opportunity. You created a study account. You're even wondering whether this is legitimate. It's tuition free. It's free real. But you are here. What does it mean? In that Joel passage, from all people, God is going to raise up ministers, prophets. But we also read, ministers from every age, your sons, your daughters, young men and young men, women, older men and older women will be ministers. This is what we've seen at Christian Leaders. We have seen students as young as 13 and as old as 85. We have seen everything in between. We have seen unlikely demographics. We have seen people who even themselves thought, I would never be a minister. My situation in life has disqualified me. But God has called them too. Young men, young women, old women. It doesn't matter. If the Lord has placed this on your heart, what does it mean? That's between you and the Lord, but you're here and you're entertaining, taking your next step in ministry training. That is so exciting. What does it mean? Ministers will come from economic strata that's all over the place. Every rank, even the poor, men or women who have little wealth. Yes, Acts says, and on my servants, and on my handmaidens, in those days, I will pour out my spirit, and they will prophesy. What does this mean if you have little money? It means study. This is tuition-free ministry training, supported by Vision Partners. Some students love the training so much, they give back as the Lord opens their heart to give. Foundations, churches, somehow the Lord brings the resources forward so that every strata, rich or poor, anyone, this opportunity crosses all lines and says to you, don't worry about the money. Take your next step. Your calling. So, as you are here beginning ministry training, here's just a few things to think about. As you begin ministry training, free ministry training, tuition-free ministry training, take this opportunity to break out and pursue your calling. Take this opportunity to begin tuition-free ministry training supported by generous Vision Partners. Take this opportunity to become a difference maker in a world desperately needing good news. You are part of a Pentecost in these last days. You know, people I have said, oh, it doesn't look like Christianity is going to be here very long, and you know, churches, some struggle. There's all kinds of reasons to say that, you know, it's declining, and secular humanism and science all says that God is not in the mix. But He is. and in your heart and in your soul, you know it. But you also know that He was not only your hope, He is the hope of your community, of your nation, of this world. So, break out with all of us. Take that next step in study. Now, I want to give you a few full disclosures. You will leave your comfort zone. Number one, if you take this step, you'll never be the same. God will mobilize you in ways you never thought possible. You may be a volunteer minister. Maybe this becomes a part-time position somewhere. Maybe you become a full-time minister. But it doesn't matter. You will leave your comfort zone. And through this training and through what you're going to learn here, you will be transformed in your own life, your own soul. You will transform those around you. God will transform those around you through you being transformed. You will notice that God will mobilize you. Spiritual warfare will come, just like Jesus in the wilderness. Look, when Jesus was baptized, he was tested. God allowed him to be tested. And he said that man does not live by bread alone. He said that he would depend on God no matter what. And the devil left him. We've noticed in the 500,000 plus people who have started, there seems to be a test that God allows. And there will be spiritual warfare. And you're going to be breaking a mold here. So you're going to be coming to, who am I? And is this something that I really want to do? Third, study may be a shock to your life flow. You will figure it out. That's the other thing we've learned is, many of you haven't studied in a long time. And it's just overwhelming at first. And you're busy and trying to get over that shock of all of it. And one thought, you're going to have to just quit. Maybe you'll forget your password. And maybe you'll forget the login. This is Christian Leaders Institute is probably where you found out about this. And make sure that you put this as a favorite because it will be a shock. And it's Christian leaders, not Christian leadership. There's all of these new concepts, and you're going to learn about theology and the Bible and ministry. It feels overwhelming, quite honestly. But don't let the shock steal your dream. Well, let me just finish by giving you a few welcome encouragements. God will help you. You will receive the power of the Holy Spirit in this journey. And I would say, pray. Pray about a study schedule. Maybe pray to find a study buddy to help you in your journey. We've noticed that if you have someone to go alongside you with this, your spouse or someone else, that's a game changer. Now, you won't need that. If you're persistent and don't give up, and that last thing is start and do not give up. So, I welcome you to this study opportunity. God has a plan for you. We are so excited that you have joined Christian Leaders. There are so many options. Options such as just taking classes that support your spiritual growth in your ministry. There's college degrees. There's certificates, diplomas, awards. If you're called to the ministry, whether it's a volunteer, part-time, or full-time minister, there's a program with Christian Leaders Alliance that you're going to find out about how you can become a credentialed minister. And we have minister roles with minister specializations. So I don't know why you're here, but you're here for a purpose. And I believe this is that new Pentecost, that new opportunity where the resurrected, ascended Lord Jesus pouring out His Holy Spirit on all people, and especially today on you, that you have this opportunity. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you as you pursue it.